And here is your lesson I story. The new supervisor. Jerry had been a good supervisor, but he was let go when there was a major fire in the warehouse. Fabian had really started that fire because he was careless and did not listen. Jerry had borne all the blame. Jerry allowed the dangerous operation, and the company lost valuable property, Mr. Wilson, the warehouse manager, told Tim as they entered the warehouse. Tim waited that morning to see who the company would find to replace Jerry. Fabian came in. "Hey, man," he said, his smile shining. "I'm happy to see you're still here," said Tim. "After that event yesterday, I thought there was a good chance they would send us both away." "No way," said Fabian. "We have a better deal now." "I guess they have to search for someone to fill this spot now," said Tim.
"Not anymore."
"Really?" asked Tim. "Do they have a fresh face for us so soon?"
"You're looking at him."
"Right," Tim started laughing. "They recruited you?"
"What are you laughing at?"
"I wonder who they'll really throw in here now to be supervisor," Tim asked. Fabian's face turned red.
"What's this noise? You've got me."
"Oh." Tim saw that Fabian did not invent this.
"I thought you'd like that if I continue here as the current supervisor."
"So it's for sure? You were able to sell them on that?"
"They printed it on the chart." Fabian spread out a yellow chart level on the table. "So it's my shop now, at least for the near term."
"Okay," said Tim. "So what work do we do now?"
"We have to gather the burned wood and bad boxes and put them on pallets opposite the good boxes."
"Well," Tim said, stepping forward, "help me lift these."
"You lift," said Fabian. "I'm the supervisor. I'll supervise."
The rest of the day, Tim lifted, and Fabian stretched his body out on a bench and supervised. Tim thought Fabian might be dead, but Fabian would arise occasionally. The only work Fabian did was to pull aside a few boxes before they were loaded on the truck. They were filled with different items: swimsuits, hunting guns, quarts of soft drinks, shoes, cotton dresses, sun hats, and camping tents.
"What are those boxes for?" asked Tim.
Something wrong with them. They tell me to extract all the rejects to block them from going out to the stores."
"Does somebody come to get them?"
Tim was curious now.
Yeah, the company picks them up. My brother's wife does that."
"Where does she take them?"
"To some reject warehouse. I don't know, really," Fabian said. "Hey, it's like a desert in here. I need some water. Let's both take a break now."
Tim rolled his eyes again.
"You've been taking a break all day."
Fabian smiled.
"Well, then, I'll take a break from my break."
"Hey, how did you get to be supervisor?"
"My brother recommended me, after he recommended that Jerry should get fired."
And these are your words for lesson I. Arise. Allow. Bench. Block. Born. Blame. Camp. Chance. chart. Company. Continue. Cotton. Curious. Current. Dead. Deal. Desert. Enter. Extract. Event. Fresh. Gather. Gun. Hat. Invent. Level. Lift. Major. Noise. Opposite. Print. Property. Court. Recommend. Recruit. Reject. Replace. Search. Sell. Send. Shine. Shoe. Shop. Spot. Spread. Stretch. Suit. Swim. Term. Throw. Truck. Wife. Yellow. And that's the end of your lesson I words. Thank you.